Chris, here's one for you. We've got a question from Safia who says, I have 5 girls. Wow. For 15 years, I've wanted to have a boy. She changed her diet, used an ovulation kit and so, but they did not work. Can you explain why she has not conceived a boy? This is a tough one, I think.
Well, it's actually her husband's job, isn't it? Because as geneticists will tell you, there are sperms that have X and there are sperms that have Y. And if you are having a girl, then your egg has been fertilised by a sperm that has an X chromosome in it. If you are having a boy, then your egg is being fertilised by a sperm that's got a Y chromosome in it.
Because women's eggs just have one X chromosome. All eggs have an X chromosome.
That's right. Women are just XX. That's their genetic makeup, whereas men are XY. Therefore, the only genetic material a woman can contribute to her egg is an X chromosome, whereas men can make sperm that have either an X or a Y. Now, why should you only have girls? Well, what's the chance of having a girl? Well, you've got roughly a 50-50 chance because there's equal numbers roughly of X and Y sperm in a healthy person. So what's the chance of having 5 in a row? Well, that's 1/2, a half, to the power of 5. So that's a half, times a half, times a half, times a half, times a half. And that means you've got 1 in 2 times 1 in 2, which is 1 in 4, times 1 in 2 is 1 in 8, times 2 again is 1 in 16, times 2 again, 1 in 32. It's about a 3% chance that that's happening. But that's not zero. And so therefore, just because it's low odds doesn't mean it is abnormal. So I would say that somebody has to be that 3% because we believe that the population is what we call a normal distribution. So it's probably perfectly natural. There's probably nothing that this lady can do to shift the odds apart from to go and see a clinic who can put the sperm through a system to sort out the X and the Ys, which you can do. Some people don't agree with it. They don't think it's ethical. It may also have health problems. Who knows what the long-term consequence of doing this is and thwarting nature in that way. But the bottom line is you should be, as one person put it to us, delighted you've got 5 girls because they're much easier to bring up than the male equivalent, because they said the conversation extends beyond yeah, unless of course you do happen to like all the mates around from the pub for beery parties and shirts and stuff strewn all over the dining room.
I think girls smell nicer as well.